For months, the debate over question one, which would set up a system to fund a network of home care workers through a new income tax surcharge, has focused on who would actually have to pay it. At issue is whether the new 3.8% tax would only apply to individuals who earn more than $128,400 a year, or also to married couples who exceed that amount and file joint returns. A new memo from the legislature's nonpartisan budget office would appear to settle the debate, but supporters of question one say the entire argument is a smokescreen. Steve Missler has more.
The memo by the Office of Program and Fiscal Review, or OFPR, says the proposed tax would in fact affect married couples who file joint returns. An analyst for the agency went further, saying that the campaign behind the initiative focused on the word individuals in the ballot question's financial analysis, even though the revenue expected to be generated from the tax exceeds $310 million. In other words, the analyst says, there's no way to generate that kind of revenue if the question one tax surcharge only applies to individuals who make more than $128,400 a year. Newell Auger is a spokesman for Stop the Scam, a coalition of business groups, including the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, that opposes question one. He says the memo confirms what opponents have said all along.
At least we have settled this matter for Maine voters so that on November 6th, when they go to the polls, they will know that any family making more than $128,000 a year is going to get hit with this 3.8% tax.
But Mike Tipping, with the Mainers for Home Care campaign, says the memo changes nothing. He says the intent of question one has always been that the tax surcharge applies only to individuals.
We believe that the wealthy should pay just a little bit more, that top 2.6%, and make sure that every senior, every veteran, every Mainer with a disability can get the care they need.
And Tipping says if question one passes in November, he doubts that any group, including opponents of question one, will be lobbying the legislature to make sure that the law also applies to married couples filing jointly.
There is absolutely zero chance that the Chamber of Commerce, other opponents of any kind of tax increase on the wealthy, would argue for a broader tax.
But Newell Auger, with Stop the Scam, notes that the OFPR memo also questions whether Maine Revenue Services would even be able to assure that the surcharge is only applied to individuals who happen to file jointly. That's because joint filers effectively file as a single taxpayer.
If, God forbid, question one passed, and it was going to be implemented, Maine Revenue Services would have to go and change every Maine tax filing, especially for married couples, if they were going to try to effectuate something other than what is actually in the language.
But Tipping insists his group will maintain its position that question one only affects individuals, even if it becomes law. And he suspects that opponents of question one will take a similar position if voters approve it in November. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.